This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome to... Good afternoon. Welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And we are feeding the mayor today. That would be Mayor Gatsis. We missed him because the last time he was supposed to be here, we were just talking about we were feeding Chief Willard.
He's got a healthy appetite, doesn't he?
I'm glad you said it, Mike, and I didn't because you took the words right out of my mouth.
It had to be said.
Oh, there was a little bit of that going on even when Chief Willard was here.
We say that with great love, and Mayor Ted Gatz is joining us, sir. Hello. Congratulations.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Primary success last week.
Thank you.
So, he said that you two have a good, healthy back and forth, in a business professional sense and in more of a brotherly sense. Is that accurate?
It's absolutely true. There's always a little joking once in a while, but I can tell you that... When you ask him to do the work, he works very, very hard, and certainly I appreciate that.
Yeah, and there's no question he does have his hands full these days. Oh, we brought you, looks like some good old-fashioned barbecue pulled pork and some mac and cheese.
All right, now.
Yeah, get up nice and close to the microphone. I've not met this young man yet.
This is Eric Somerset, and I met Eric at the Hopkinton Fair.
Oh, you did?
He has a food truck. He has a beautiful food truck. I was all excited to see his food truck because we're possibly dabbling in that for the Red Arrow, getting a food truck. My son is the one that is very interested in doing that. So I thought it would be really really cool because you are involved with Manchester.
We are local. We have Livingston Park where we do right now. We're doing. Flag football from 9 to 1 on Sunday mornings. Actually, Mr. Mayor's been there.
Great cheese, egg, and sausage sandwiches there.
Thank you very much. So we'll be at Bronstein Park for Chalk the Block as well in Manchester. We did a brew festival in Manchester a few weeks ago. Had a really great time there, and we're looking forward to doing a lot more events with Manchester and in-town Manchester hopefully as well.
All right, so the question is, why are there not more food trucks in New Hampshire? As I understand, in some communities, it's just difficult to navigate the red tape, more so than other parts of the country where it's basically a done deal.
It's a little bit difficult where, say, let's just take Manchester as an example. Mm-hmm. The streets are narrow. There's not a lot of area for us to be. The other thing is, one of the rules is that you have to actually have written permission from every abutting business to be able to work with a food truck. A little bit difficult where there's so many restaurants. Not that a food truck would really be competition for a sit-down restaurant, but...
They're going to look at it that way, though.
Absolutely. I think, in my opinion, a food truck would actually draw business to the restaurants. If you're not looking for a food truck specifically, you're going to go to the restaurant anyway. Or let's just say, for example, if you're leaving, say, a bar at late night, you want to get something to eat, most of the restaurants are closed at that time, you hit the food truck, head home.
Just don't park on Lowell Street by the Red Arrow.
No parking on Lowell Street by the Red Arrow. Guaranteed.
So is that typical for most communities in terms of you've got to have written okay from all? And there wouldn't be more than a couple of abutting, businesses, right?
Well,
however you define abutting.
Abutting would be right in front of, diagonally across from, or across the street.
All right, so we're talking five or six, maybe.
So there could be several businesses, especially if you're talking on Elm Street in Manchester, where there's buildings stacked up on top of each other, or businesses stacked up on top of each other.
Oh, didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be restaurants.
Not all restaurants. And a lot of those folks would want us to be there. A lot of folks have people that are leaving their building, say, for lunch, and they want someplace close, quick, convenient, and affordable for them to go. And that's me.
I mean, you know, it's just like any other restaurant opening up in the city, really, when you think about it. You know, when you're saying the other mm-hmm. restaurants are going to, you know, not like it or argue about it, you know, I mean, he's another restaurant coming into the area. I kind of agree with him. You know, competition only makes you better. I agree with him that I think that it would bring business, bring
people.
There
used to be great food trucks at the University of New Hampshire. There was one that I used to visit on a very regular basis that was parked across from Thompson Hall at night. Great steak and cheeses and French fries.
Talking when you were in college?
When I was in college, yeah.
Well, they had food trucks then, too, huh?
They were there.
Food trucks are a lot of folks look at food trucks as a new thing. Mm-hmm. We've been around for a long time, and we're getting a lot of attention now because of the quality of food that we're producing. A lot of folks might have called us a roach coach back in the day. We're not a roach coach. Carol can attest to that.
Definitely.
She came on the truck.
It's gorgeous. Oh, my gosh, you should see this. It's like it's a restaurant on wheels. I mean, it's all stainless, just very clean. It was really, really nice. I was impressed.
Thank you.
So is it an RV size kind of restaurant on wheels?
I like to say we're like a UPS or a FedEx truck.
Okay, got it.
We're 25 yep. feet long. Mm-hmm. I got folks aren't actually able to see me because we're on the radio, but I got a wide body because I'm a little bit of a big guy. So we got 8 extra inches on the inside. We're pretty big. We, like Carol said, we're a moving kitchen, a commercial kitchen on wheels. We have two burner stove. We have two fryers. We have an 18-inch flat top grill. We have a 24-inch char grill. Two burners. We have a steam table and all commercial refrigeration. It's actually really big.
So is it impossible to get a permit for maybe just one night in front of the Verizon Wireless Arena on a night when there's a huge event?
It is absolutely not impossible.
Mayor, would you like to weigh in on that?
That's a pretty tough district right there for vendors.
But wouldn't that be a perfect place? Or would you have to say no to too many other people or yes to everybody else? Is that the problem? Because that's what a truck is for a gathering like
it
that.
It is, and I can only tell you that was put in. Some of those restrictions were put in before the building was built.
Okay.
To protect the vendors that are inside the building.
There has been in the past, I've heard of, I haven't actually seen it, but I've heard that there was a food truck at the Verizon one night after an event. They call that the downtown district. It's a different permit, but for events, there's a lot of events, say at Veterans Park and Bronstein Park, a lot of the different parks in Manchester. And the way that I see food trucks in the future is, say, 8 or 10 food trucks parked in one of the parks all day at lunchtime, say 10 to 2, down by the river.
Arms Park,
mm-hmm. where there's the grass. You can put out a couple of picnic tables. As it is right now, I don't see any food trucks at this point. But it's just a matter of getting the permits, getting folks to know us and see us. And once they see us, they're going to come back.
Well, so, I can tell you the macaroni and cheese is excellent.
It's gone.
Thank you.
It is.
I just had a couple bites of it because I am like a mac and cheese freak, really. I can't eat too much of it. I'm not supposed to anyway. But that is really good.
And the pulled pork is very, very, very good. So this is the second time I've gotten something from that truck.
Actually,
and the food, the third time?
The third time. The first time we didn't actually have the truck yet. I don't know if you recall the Manchester Waterworks Regatta.
Yes, which is going on this Saturday.
Correct. We won't be able to be there this Saturday because we're going to be at the Chocolate Block event in Bronstein Park.
But I'll see you there because I'll be there.
We gave you some chicken, corn, and black bean chili.
That's right. Now I remember. Yes, you're right. That is the third time then. See, people remember what I eat. I'll tell you, it's incredible.
At the diner, we don't know anybody by their names. We know them by what they eat. Swear. You know, it's like, you know that guy, the one that has the two over-hard eggs and the bacon well done. Oh, yeah, yeah, him, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
We don't know him by their names. So why don't you let the listeners know what exactly you brought the mayor today?
So today we brought a simple baked mac and cheese. We actually start the mac and cheese. This is going to sound really weird to folks, but we actually start our mac and cheese with Velveeta and milk. Velveeta gives it the look that people are accustomed to, and then we add our own little twist to it with a nice sharp cheddar, and then of course we have to have the Ritz crackers on top. It gives it a little buttery flavor. And then with the pulled pork, we started the pulled pork at about 10:30 last night in the slow cooker. About 7:30 this morning it was ready. We kept it heated. We start really, really simple with the slow the pulled pork. We make our own barbecue sauce, just a little bit on the top when we're cooking it. We don't add any to the sandwich after it's cooked, because we want the meat to be the star of the product. And real, real simple. We get a rub from one of our barbecue buddies, and that you have the finished product there.
There you go.
Very good.
How long have you had the food truck business?
So we started the business, the legwork of the business, last October. We actually got the truck in April and did our first event right in April, and we've been going ever since. We really like to be local. Hooksett, Manchester, the greater Manchester area. But we do travel. We've been to Hopkinton. We had a scheduled event for a food truck festival in Connecticut. We went to Vermont last year or this year. We do anything. I haven't said no yet to anything. We do small catering events. People have asked us to do pool parties or just a barbecue, and that's where we have a good time. So we love doing those little things. The big things like the beer festivals, the Hopkinton Fair, which we've booked again.
Did you do the Brewfest here at Arms Park?
We did.
A month ago?
That
must have been killer for you.
That was a great event.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, we probably had 40 people standing in line from 12 o'clock until 4:30. Everybody was really happy. They really enjoyed the food. We did the pulled pork there. We also did a beer braised brat with buttered onions that folks really enjoyed. And that's the kind of things that we like to do. Fun stuff, simple, but folks really, really enjoy it.
So what that really tells me is there really could be and should be more food trucks in the mix.
There should.
Not that you want the competition necessarily, but there is clearly a demand for it.
Well, like Carol said, competition makes everybody better.
Yep.
Everybody works harder. And I actually don't see other food trucks at this point as competition. I see it as bringing interest to the food truck industry and actually bringing interest to my food truck itself.
How many food trucks are there, like, in the greater Manchester area? You must know.
I've seen, I want to say...
Well, there's a difference between food trucks and canteens.
Okay.
Okay.
Big difference.
So that should be identified.
Okay, so what is the difference?
So a food truck, we cook inside the vehicle.
And it's parked.
Canteen trucks typically go to, say, job sites, and they open up the sides of the truck, and folks can actually get their own things. And they do have a small grill or something on the inside there, but it's very, very different.
That's the Roach Coach, that right? At least that's what I've
the Roach Coach that everybody refers
right.
to. Yes,
exactly.
Again,
well, I've never eaten on a Roach Coach, but I've eaten from a lot of canteen trucks.
I'm with you, Mayor. I don't really like that term.
I don't like that term either, but that's the term that everybody is familiar with. And I actually have friends who own canteen trucks, probably the cleanest trucks you've ever seen in your life. Every day working hard, say 3 a.m. to get started, finishing up at 4 or 5 in the afternoon after everything's clean and pristine. It's really, really good food. They do a great job. So you asked how many food trucks in the greater Manchester area. I'm going to call greater Manchester southern New Hampshire. I've seen probably 4 or 5 food trucks in the area. Not a lot of us. So if you go to Boston, you'll see 100. I think the food truck industry is coming this way. We just have to get folks used to seeing us, seeing the product that we have, seeing our cleanliness. I invite people to come on my truck every single day. And people every single day say, wow, this is really clean. Or, wow, I can't even believe you have all this stuff on the truck. I'm very proud of what we do. And we work very hard to make it so that folks can enjoy themselves at a reasonable price and see that it's really, really nice. Just like any restaurant.
Right. You're right. We need to go on a break.
Okay.
We're going to go on a break. And when we come back, Eric, we'll talk to you a little bit more about what you serve, like when you're parked at a couple of the parks.
Sure.
Livingston and what was the other park? Livingston.
Derryfield.
And Derryfield Park. Stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. In studio, Eric Somerset of Somerset Grill. It's a food truck. Is serving Mayor Gatzes today. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought is brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory-smoked, award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street in Manchester, ribshack.net. Also by Ipswich Clam Bake, almost next-door neighbors to Casey's Rib Shack, 791 2nd Street in Manchester, ipswichclambake.com, and Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford, Londonderry, and now in North Conway, New Hampshire.
All right, and we are in studio with the owner of a food truck that is in the greater Manchester area, Somerset Grill. You can also like them on Facebook, and that's where you can, and it's Somerset Grill, and you can go onto his Facebook page, like them, and it shows your event listings and where you may be. And it's also, I think it's like so cool if you're going to have like a backyard party and have a food truck show up. That's so neat.
That's where we really have a good time. You know, who doesn't like to go to a barbecue and not have to, and especially if you're the host, not having to cook is the best.
Is there a fee in addition? Obviously, the people pay for the food. So what, do they pay for you just to be there and then the food, or how would you work that?
Well, typically, depending on the size of the event would determine whether or not we're going to charge you just for the truck to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It costs a lot of money to get the truck there. You know, we have to run our generator for the entire event.
True.
Getting it there, getting it
staffing
back,
it, yeah.
The staff. Mm-hmm. So yes, there would be a fee.
Makes sense.
For say under 50 folks,
mm-hmm.
50 or more. At this point, we're charging about $150. And then if the event goes over 50, we cut that in half to 75.
Mm.
So.
All right. And they can get a hold of you through Facebook? Is that like
everybody can get in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? It's Somerset Grill, grill with an E, so GRILLE. We also have email, somersetgrill@comcast.net, or you can call me 603-340-3006.
Very good. Awesome.
I think the mayor, you like the mac and cheese,
huh? Mac and cheese was very good, and so was the pulled pork. The pulled pork was very tasty.
Thank you.
Yeah, it makes sense to have Ritz crackers on top. I've never had it or made it that way. I'm so stealing that.
I have to tell you, my son, every time I make it, tells me that I need to put more Ritz crackers on top.
Really?
Every single time.
And I wasn't quite sure what it was. I was like,
I didn't either.
I thought maybe it was chicken. I thought it was burned.
But I said, it looks like it got burned a little bit. Oh, those are crackers.
But like you said, it mm-hmm. gives it a nice buttery taste.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a buttery
All right,
flavor.
So what else is on the menu before we let you go?
So our typical, I call it our park menu. We'll have cheeseburger, hot dog, chicken tenders, french fries, onion rings, fried mozzarella, and ravioli. We have an egg sandwich every day, all day long. Mr. Mayor's had it before.
Very good. On an English muffin.
We get Taylor Ham from New Jersey.
Oh, Taylor Ham's good.
Taylor Ham is again, it's another thing that you can't really get in New England.
No.
But folks, once they have it, they have to have more. So we have Taylor Ham every day. And we change up the menu if we do a big event. We like to do one of my signature sandwiches. My daughter named it. It's called the Wedgie. Everybody around here, if you go to a restaurant, sit-down restaurant, everybody's got the wedge salad. So iceberg lettuce, tomato, bacon. We throw on a slice of red onion. We put it on Texas toast bread, grilled Texas toast bread. And then we put on our homemade blue cheese dressing. It's a really, really kind of a sloppy sandwich. And once again, once folks have it, they can't get enough.
Nice. So, Mayor, what has been happening in Manchester?
Well, you know, Manchester, we've been very fortunate. We just had the Teacher of the Year awarded to Parker Varney, preschool teacher. Not only that, but Parker Varney is the School of the Year. I don't know how many times it's ever happened that the teacher and the school were in conjunction with each other. And we also had the Principal of the Year. So we've been doing very well on the educational side. And as I've always said, Manchester is a great city, great teachers, great education right here in the city.
And now we have to plan for all the snow. How's
No snow.
Oh, there will be no snow this year?
No snow.
Oh, okay.
Don't say
Wrong script.
Regatta is this Saturday. That's going to be a fun time at Massabesic Lake. And then
fun.
We've got Chalk the Block.
Chalk the Block.
Now, I don't know about that
Bronstein
event.
Bronstein Park.
Explain what that,
Bronstein
that's all
Park.
About.
Bronstein Park. I'll let Carol explain it because she knows better than I do.
I do. I'm just kidding. I do.
Nobody I do. Has a clue. Okay.
It is the
Eric?
Art.
It's the art.
It's the
okay.
Art Institute kids that are going to
okay.
be doing art.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
On the sidewalks.
I remember
the sidewalks.
They did it on Bridge Street Bridge when we did Bras Across the river a couple years ago, the fundraiser, and their artwork was fantastic.
I'm sure it must be amazing.
It
I
is.
Mean, they do such great work, so mm-hmm. It's just so sad when it starts raining.
No rain.
There's no rain. No snow.
No, I know.
Welcome to San Diego.
Weekend, I think it's going to be beautiful.
It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah. It is. As it was for Glendy, I assume that you
Glendy
got...
Glendy was a great
did
time.
Did you make both days?
I made two of the 3 days, but it was a lot of fun, an awful lot of people, and the food was incredible, as usual. I can only tell you that there were more non-Greeks... that thought they were Greeks that weekend than I've ever seen before. So,
really? What does a non-Greek look like, just in case I ever meet one?
Well, it just goes to show you that I can tell who the Greeks
okay.
are.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Love it. All right. And, Eric, you will be at Chalk on the Block this
we
weekend.
We will be at Chalk on the
Block. All right.
Chalk on the Block.
The mayor will be there.
That's from 10 to 2. So, all right. Well, Eric, thank you so much for coming on and feeding the mayor.
Thank
Stop
you very
by the
much
regatta at Massabesic Lake.
That
starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning.
8 in the morning at Massabesic, the big regatta. That's always fun, too. I would
it
do
is.
That. Yeah, that's fun.
It's a great event.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. And thank you, Mayor.
My pleasure. Thanks
you.
For having
Haven't
me.
Haven't seen you.
And again, I look forward to lunch on Thursdays with you.
Perfect. I'm happy.
He's already starving himself for 2 weeks from today.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Mayor.
You're
Thanks, Eric.
To Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break, and Mike and I will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is Food for Thought at 107.7 WTPL. We are The Pulse, the show brought to you by Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now in Londonderry, right off exit 5 of 93, redarrowdiner.com. We're also brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company, and New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. Just a few moments, we'll be talking wine as we did last Wednesday. With some really cool stuff that is going on that you're going to hear all about very shortly. I see there is wine in the green room right now, and Nicole is here from the Liquor Commission, and Ashley is here from Montaigne Communications. So we go from the mayor and mac and cheese and food truck to having some wine in a few moments, but that's not till shortly after the top of the hour.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Linda Ditch before that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So they're really early.
They are early.
That's all right. I may go out and join them for a little wine. See ya.
You stay right here,
okay,
and you know, I just thought it was the top of the hour. That's why I'm like out in the
yeah.
And then all of a sudden I can hear your voice. I'm like, what's up doing?
I know. Well, we kind of moved the mayor segment up a little bit.
He
was here early, and Eric Somerset was here early, so why make people wait?
That's right. That's right.
So that's the deal.
So, yes. Okay. And today's food holiday is not my thing. National Cherries Jubilee Day.
No.
That's another thing I don't like is cherries.
No.
No.
There's a lot of stuff you don't like, I'm finding out here.
Come on. and it's also Brooklyn Dodgers Memorial Day.
Well, I'm not sure what that's all about, but I mean, they've had a great colorful history. Their broadcaster, Vin Scully, is the longest employed sports announcer for any one team in history. He's like 88 years old. He's still doing play-by-play for the L.A. Dodgers on radio.
Wow.
Vin Scully, anybody that's a fan of sports at all will know the name.
Got it. Well, I do have a little history on that for it being Brooklyn Dodgers Memorial Day. In 1957, on this day,
right.
The last game of the greatest baseball team in history was on September 24th.
Well, that, of course, is somebody's opinion.
The last game is played at Ebbets Field in
right.
Brooklyn.
That's correct.
As the Dodgers prepare to move to L.A., the Dodgers beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-0 on February 23rd of 1960. The stadium was torn down, days that will live in infamy. I guess you can tell I was born in Brooklyn. The person that wrote that, huh?
Yeah, the greatest team in history. And
wow.
No, that was a great team. But we have more people. We've got like 150 people.
We have like an
with this next segment.
There.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
My.
Have you heard about these pancake selfies?
No.
Maybe this is something the Red Arrow might want to consider
pancake
getting into.
Selfie.
Yeah,
I love it.
Holiday Inn Express, which is kind of a hotel for business travelers
okay.
and stuff.
It's
very
Holiday
efficient
Inn
for
Express,
getting people
yeah.
in and out. They all have these really nice breakfast bars now, as a lot of these hotels are doing. Holiday Inn Express has been trying to keep step, or rather has been trying to step up its pancake game, because they have pancake makers that's a machine right in the lobby. I think you pour the batter in or something, you push a button, and 2 minutes later, out pops a couple pancakes.
Are you sure it's pancakes and not waffles?
No, they do pancakes.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure they do waffles, too. Actually, waffles are the old-fashioned waffle makers.
Yeah.
You do that. In August, they made their special pancake maker available late night so that you can shamelessly grub on midnight pancakes. Now, they've created a pancake maker that prints your selfies on the cake. Probably like the marshmallow deal. Right.
Right.
The
Nalima.
Yeah, exactly. What the heck was that? Edible? No. What
custom
was
creations or
something. I can't think of the name of it. Throughout September, Holiday Inn has been driving across the country in a food truck, letting people take selfies and then eat their own face. You just take a selfie in their setup tent. They transfer the picture to their machine. Then the freshly made pancake gets a laser to tattoo your face all over like a terrible drunken Vegas mistake, it says here. Their next step will be in Los Angeles today, as people in Pershing Square will be taking more selfies than usual. So if you're in the area, and of course we know you're not if you're listening to us here, Holiday Inn Express has you covered.
Worldwide.
Well, they could be. That would be presumptuous
on
our part to assume that there would be thousands of people listening to us in L.A. right now, where it's 10 in the morning almost. So anyway, be looking for that. That might be something that catches on for folks that stay at Holiday Inn Express, the pancake makers with your face. That would just be creepy to stare down at your face and say, I don't think I want to eat that.
I think that's pretty creepy. That's
pretty creepy. So
I thought you meant like, you know, because when you said pancake selfies, I'm thinking mm-hmm. of all this marketing stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, we could do this mm-hmm. campaign. You know, people order pancakes and, you know, take a selfie with your pancakes. But I didn't actually think
silly girl.
Well,
it's like the marshmallows. It's now it's driving me crazy in the name of something creations. Well, anyway, it's the same idea or you can do birthday cakes, right? You've seen birthday cakes
yes.
or anniversary cakes with a photo that's been scanned in yep. and then somehow put onto
it goes right on top
layer.
Of the cake. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's edible.
And it is, yes. So that's very
same
cool.
Idea. Interesting.
All right, here's what else I've got. Manchester Inkling, for whom I do some online work, now has a regular column that's kind of a roundup of food events happening in the city at any given time, which I think is a good thing for us to check into every week. And this is a roundup of what's happening food-wise in our city. A place called Faux Golden Bowl. Have you been there?
No.
P-H-O, Faux Golden Bowl.
I love Faux.
Has reopened at 12 Lake Avenue.
Oh, so it did reopen.
Yes.
I cannot wait to go. Remember I told you about Faux,
yes,
that Vietnamese
you
place
did.
In Nashville.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Yes.
They've relocated from their Queen City Ave location in the spring, and they have been renovating the space. Faux Golden Bowl is open daily, 11:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. So back in business, Carol.
I am so excited. I cannot wait to go try that Faux.
Here is another happening thing, which is actually just down the street from us. Queen's Pub and Grill.
Yeah.
We've seen them building that. It looks very attractive.
That's just two doors down from Golden Bowl.
Yeah, right on the corner, yeah, just across from the Verizon
it
Wireless
looks
Arena.
Nice too.
It does. It's got a kind of the British Beer Works color. Is that what
it does?
Is that what it's called?
British Beer Works. Yeah.
So anyway, the Queen's Pub and Grill is getting ready to open at 641 Elm Street the next couple of weeks. This new restaurant across from the Verizon Arena will offer a pub menu and New York style deli sandwiches with meats roasted in house. There will be a walk-up takeout window on Lake Avenue and entertainment 6 nights a week. Now, it looks good, and if they can back it up with decent food, I don't see why that place wouldn't be packed on game nights, concert nights, whatever.
Yeah,
don't you think?
I agree.
Now, I've walked by there. I've never gone in there because it just looks like some run-of-the-mill
divey place.
No offense to the people that used to own it. But anyway, it looks... See, you know... Appearances do mean a lot. If it looks attractive, you're thinking, all right, maybe that's reflected in the food. Maybe I'll go in and order something.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I totally agree with you.
We wish them luck. Coming up Saturday, the New Hampshire Liquor and Wine Outlet Superstore at 25 Coliseum Ave in Nashville will host a In the Mix Kitchen series from noon to 2. Get inspired by a local chef or mixologist who will offer unique wine pairings and food samplings for a taste experience that will be entertaining and fun. Try something new and enjoy exclusive same-day savings hosted by Southern Wine and Spirits of New England. So, again, that's at the Coliseum Avenue store in Nashua. I think that's the location where Dan Aykroyd appeared maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Dan Aykroyd has some vineyards in New York State. And he's involved with various spirits distribution, I think, tequila in Canada.
In the Mix has been going on for a little while.
Yeah.
Jay's Tavern, my tavern.
Oh, you did that?
Was there.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done that a couple times. So, yeah.
So
that's been very popular.
It's very cool.
Yep.
News from Unwind. Here it is. Unwind.
Oh, yes.
Key West Cafe and Grill. Now, did they rebrand it or rename it?
They did rename it. He had the Key West Cafe. It was over in Goffstown.
Okay.
And what has happened is Eric closed it, and he put it together with Unwind, where his location is on 2nd Street.
Okay.
So you can go and have breakfast. And I know. Can you see all that?
There's lights flashing all around us.
The green room has a lot of people, and someone must have some kind of flashy jewelry on or something. Because I'm seeing all these reflections.
Well, the menu offers traditional items plus Key West-inspired dishes, kind of what you've been telling us, like the conch chowder at $5.50. Conch and shrimp salad at $10, coconut, lime, shrimp kebabs, and fans of Unwind can still find some of their favorite menu items like the fondue, pork medallions, and grilled steak tips.
Interesting.
So there's an update of a favorite on the west side. Bedford Village Inn's Bonfire on the Patio starts Friday and Saturday nights in October, so not this weekend, but next, from 6:30 to 10, relax in Adirondack chairs with flannel blankets while listening to live music and enjoying the beautiful New Hampshire fall weather.
It's fun. I've been to that a couple
have you?
Times. Very nice.
I need to get to their ice bar, which I know they do every year.
Have to go.
The menu includes maple-tossed sweet potato fries with smoked aioli, crab fritter bites, and pumpkin cheesecake bites with salted caramel sauce. Yeah, and prepare your own s'mores fireside.
You said pumpkin, right? Never mind.
I did, yeah. Scratch that. And prepare your own s'mores fireside. That sounds
like
fun. And specialty fall cocktails, no RSVP needed or admission charge. Just drop in. Again, that's Friday and Saturday nights. Bedford Village Inn between 6:30 and 10.
In October,
that's right.
All right.
Which is not this weekend, but next. I think we have time here for one more.
Go ahead.
On Sundays, the Hanover Street Chop House is offering a 3-course Sunday dinner menu for $40 a person. That's pretty good for the quality of food that you get there. It's from 4 until 8 Sunday afternoon. The menu includes several choices for starter, entree and dessert.
That's very good.
They've been doing a thing they call Lunchbox there for at least 2 years anyway, where they give you three categories. There might be sort of like a salad category, then an entree category, and then another side. And you can mix and mash, so there's hundreds of possible combinations. And I think, what did I have there? I had a lobster roll there.
Too.
Oh, it's like $18 or $19.
Yeah.
That's it. And I couldn't believe how much food you get for that. Yeah. So you might think, oh, it must be an expensive place. Well, yeah, you can spend a lot of money, but if you take advantage of their deals, you don't spend a lot of money.
Yeah. And they have a great bar menu, too.
Mm-hmm. So that's true.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're at the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll be talking with Linda Ditch over in Kansas. And then we will be drinking wine. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.